I'm Adam Innes, and you're listening to CJLO News. Lebanese students are being emotionally impacted by news of military attacks and mass death in their home country. On Tuesday night, students from McGill and Concordia organized a vigil for people killed in Israel's current ground invasion and former airstrikes in Lebanon. The vigil took place at McGill's campus. Over 200 attendees held candles and observed speakers from different student groups.
I am terrified of calling my parents and hearing something other than, "We are safe, Hayate, don't worry." I am scared that the memories that linger in the trees, the breeze, the soil, and the sea will be destroyed forever, and that the expansionist regime will swallow the mountains I've skied on in the winter and the beaches I relaxed on in the summer. I'm afraid of losing the biggest part and the most prominent part of my identity, which is my country.
This event of mourning comes as Israel begins what is called limited and targeted raids in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah operations. So far, Israeli attacks on Lebanon have killed over 1,000 people. Over 1 million people have been forced to evacuate their homes. The vigil was held to honor the dead in Lebanon and provide support for the Lebanese student community, as well as express political frustrations. Here are some words from Concordia student Hassan Raida, speaking at the vigil.
Look around you. Look at the people around you. Look at the different backgrounds. Muslims, non-Muslims, Arabs, non-Arabs. This is why we are victorious. Because we are united no matter what happens. So, just like how they are doing this in Lebanon and Gaza, where they are united hand in hand to the death, the thing that binds them together, the desire for justice.
With students recently back on campus, student activism related to the crisis in the Middle East is ramping up. McGill campus was home to the longest-standing pro-divestment encampment in North America, before it was shut down by the university in July. Various student groups have continued a variety of methods of applying pressure on their schools to divest and sanction Israel, ranging from flyering, picketing, to vigils and speeches. Here is a speaker from the Lebanese Student Association.
We have witnessed our villages and cities being carpet bombed and our people getting pulled from under the rubble. But we also witnessed our people leaving their homes with their heads held high, because they know they will return to them at the hour of liberation.
That speaker went on to condemn financial ties to Israel from both schools. On the topic of divestment from Israel, Concordia has reiterated to CJLO in a statement that its fund is committed to reaching 100% sustainable investment by 2025. This action is mostly related to divestment from fossil fuels. Student activists here at the vigil object and point to the fact that Concordia's primary financial advisor is BMO, which itself invests heavily in Elbit Systems, Israel's largest weapons manufacturer. As for McGill, the most recent public financial report has over $73 million invested in 50 companies on the boycott, divestment, and sanctions list, companies linked to Israeli military operations and condemned by these activists. The future of activism on campus in the coming weeks is uncertain, but walkouts and protests are expected early next week.
We'll be right back. That was Armageddon Blues by Gary Willis. Up next, we have a song called Indo Blue by Ganavia.
Started. shades of delight. Go, go, you, rich as the night. निर्गुण ईश्वर जैसा प्रकटलात तसा विठेवर युगयठे विले हात कटेवर पुतला चैतन्या
was Indo Blue by Ganavia, which is kind of a take off of the song Afro Blue, but because she added those beautiful vocal inflections, kind of going microtonal, that's the reason of the name change. Anyways, you are listening to Modern Melodies. I'm your host, Audrey Bramlett, and we're going to listen to some ads, and I'll be right back with you after the break.
Montreal's Tiniest Festival is back for its fourth edition. Tiny Fest, presented by Worst Dad Ever and CJLO 1690 AM, is taking over Casa del Popolo, La Sala Rosa, and La Sardinia, October 11th and 12th. Come on out to see your favorite local and Canadian artists, such as Birds of Prey, Fireball Kid, Shunk, The Neverminds, Shallow, and so many more. Festival passes and individual show tickets are available for purchase now. For more information, check out Worst Dad Ever on Facebook and Worst Dad Ever _ on Instagram. See you there.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
And we're back. Up next, I have a song called Ancestors Blues by Javier Santiago off of his album Rebirth. This has got to be one of my favorite modern jazz albums of all time. So, enjoy.
Fraction of a percentage, a grain of sand in the endless desert of time and existence. In a significant instant, a misstep mist mixed with a mystic prophet with no sense of gimmick. A master P reduction.
Still with no limit, audibly authoring my philosophy, often like a production from BDP. Make us offer and forgot to see, but who am I? I've been asking since 02. A child with birth to legal, I still can't tell when to see through a canvas without an easel. A mic with no one to speak through, a conscience trying to seek truth. I'm everything and nothing, a collection of memories pumping through my veins, the universe contained in my stomach. Hunger pangs from energy interchange with those before me, dying for more of these stories to explore deep before I leave. A descendant in your image, living unscripted, hoping to honor your essence, focused on this endeavor, we are one.
Thank you.
If you couldn't have guessed, the song title for that track is Umen by Kokoroko. It's a little bit of a tongue twister. I love that song. It's, well, the grooves are unmatched, and they have this really playful trumpet solo slash theme going on throughout, which I really enjoy. The next song I have is called Odyssey by Nubia Garcia off of her album Odyssey.
Thank you.
was Odyssey by Nubia Garcia. I'm kind of at a loss for words at how beautiful this song is, and usually when I listen to jazz, I'm quite an active listener, like always trying to pick out specific parts and how they intermingle, but with this song, I find it best to just sit back and just experience it for what it is and not think about it too much, because it's just so viscerally emotional. Next up, I have a very different song, kind of groovy. It's a song by Moonchild off of the album Be Free, titled Out of My Mind.
Baby loves me when it's right for him. Means it doesn't happen all the time. Push me away for the day that he tells me he's mine.
I love that breakdown at the end. So good. Up next, here's a song by Robert Glasper from his kind of pre-production phase. Usually people know him to be a producer before a pianist, but he was actually quite accomplished. So This is from the album Canvas, titled Rise and Shine, from 2005.
Thank you.
That was Rise and Shine by Robert Glasper. Something pretty notable about that song is just his timing on everything. He's playing with the rhythm and the melody all at once, and he's kind of dancing around the drums. It's quite impressive. I have nothing more to say about that. Up next, we've got a little break, and I'll see you after the ads.
Massamatty, Canada's premier festival celebrating LGBTQ plus Afro film and arts, returns for its 16th edition from October 23rd to 27th. This year, the festival explores themes of rebirth and resilience, showcasing an inspiring lineup of films, highlighting stories of healing, transformation, and struggle. Massamatty's film screenings will take place at various venues throughout the city, with films also available to be streamed online. The festival's opening cocktail event will take place on October 23rd at the McCord Museum, featuring a performance by Ensemble Opiora. On October 26th, the Massamatty Cabaret at Livar will feature performances by Reggie, a drag voguing-inspired show featuring acrobatics, live painting, and live DJs. For more information and to view the full festival program, visit massamatty.ca.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts, counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
And we're back. I'm your host, Audrey Bramlett. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and you are listening to Modern Melodies. Up next, we have a song by Mild High Club on their latest album, Going, Going, Gone, called Taste Tomorrow. Taste Tomorrow. Very ethereal. I'd say the genre or subgenre that is would be like psychedelic jazz with the flighty piano going atop. I like it. Up next, we have two songs kind of going one into the other. It's like my favorite transition of all time. It's a Swamp Thing to Fingerprints by Hiatus Coyote off of the album Choose Your Weapon.
Just do it.
Hit on the one.
That's all good.
All right. 3, 4.
Forever.
Alone.